on the line. Mississippi's last abortion clinic has faced court battles before, but this time it's different. Shannon Brewer's eyes dart to a grid of grainy images on a wide black screen above her desk at the Jackson Women's Health Organization, JWHO. Live footage shows a large truck creeping into the clinic's parking lot, its side emblazoned with a pair of blue ghostly baby feet and the words, "Where are our children?" Brewer doesn't recognize the driver. Her spine stiffens. As the director and de facto head of security at the last abortion clinic in the state of Mississippi, Brewer is not easily spooked. In her 2 decades there, she has seen bomb scares and stalking incidents and protesters getting in fights with her staff. She keeps the number of an FBI contact amid a sea of sticky notes beside her desk. But this year, she says, everything feels more intense, more dangerous, more consequential. Her clinic, known as the Pink House for its bubblegum-colored exterior walls, is at the epicenter of the fight over abortion access in Mississippi and the country. On December 1st, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments in a case, Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization, about a Mississippi state law banning nearly all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. If the court allows the law to remain in effect, the decision will effectively hollow out Roe v. Wade, the landmark 1973 decision that established a constitutional right to an abortion before fetal viability. This is not going to just affect Mississippi, Brewer says. It's going to affect women everywhere. 5 years ago, this moment was unthinkable. Even the Supreme Court's decision to take up a case that directly challenges Roe would have been considered outlandish, legal scholars say. But the landscape has shifted rapidly. Over the past year, GOP-controlled state legislatures have passed a record-breaking 106 abortion restrictions, including a Texas statute that bans nearly all abortions after roughly 6 weeks of pregnancy. Conservative state and federal judges have allowed some of those laws to stand, while President Trump's appointment of 3 justices, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, has put Roe at risk. Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization will come before the most conservative bench in decades.